At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
More phone calls coming up, 877-3DP Show. We'll hear from Troy Aikman talking about the future of Cooper Rush as the starting quarterback of the Cowboys. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We got a lot of great sales going on at danpatrick.com. Todd's Limerick greeting cards, 50% off. This is Todd's birthday week. Got game day, backyard barbecue, candles, t-shirts, Penny's Bang biscuits there. And we have restocked the shelves there at danpatrick.com. This weekend from Philadelphia, Premier League mornings, Philly Fan Fest. This is goes over really well. You got Rebecca Lowe and company. And live from London, Harry Kane will lead Tottenham against Anthony Gordon in Everton. Premier League mornings live Saturday, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll talk some baseball. Our buddy A.J. Pierzynski, working for Fox, former catcher. He'll join us coming up. Astros beat the Mariners. Are we getting to that point where we need to have the Yordan rules? We had the Jordan rules, but now Yordan Alvarez homered last night. Are we going to start walking him? He going to get the Barry Bonds treatment? The Astros over the M's 4-2, up 2-0 in the series. Guardians, Yankees are going to be playing in a couple hours from now. They got rained out last night. College football, Penn State, Michigan. Alabama, Tennessee. This is, if you're Tennessee, you want to get back on the national landscape? Do you want to be in the national picture? You got 3 hours. 3 hours on Saturday against Alabama, maybe against a backup quarterback here. Other than that, the rest of the weekend, USC-Utah is interesting because USC is undefeated. Utah just lost to UCLA, and Utah is favored in that game. Penn State-Michigan, I mean, they're both undefeated. Not that excited. Like, all right, okay. Yeah, Paul.
The quarterback at Tennessee, if he pulls this off.
Hooker?
Right, Hendon Hooker. I think he's like 23, 24 years old. Right in the Heisman race, instantaneously.
Is he older than the starting quarterback at Penn State?
I think they're both 24. There's a handful of 24-year-olds.
Like Clifford?
Yeah, Clifford.
Yeah. NC State, Syracuse, Clemson, Florida State, Oklahoma State, TCU. Just some of the games here. All right, 877-3DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. It's no secret the Commanders owner, Daniel Snyder, one of the more disliked owners in the world of sports. And one of the worst. NFL owners, as well as the commissioner, have to be at least keeping an eye on what's going on, what's being said, and the potential forced sale of the Commanders. Because for years we've had our questions about why the NFL has allowed Daniel Snyder to stay, pun intended, in command over Washington. But the commissioners made it very clear the 31 other NFL owners are in charge of removing a fellow owner. They would have to vote. I still want to know, I would ask the commissioner if he'd come on the show, can you, as commissioner, initiate this? Because he's already told Congress, hey, I can't oust Daniel Snyder. Okay, that's semantics here. Can you start the process, commissioner? How do you start the process, commissioner? Walk us through what it would take to start the process. All right? Now, he's not going to come on our show, but there's a lot of accusations. ESPN's in-depth investigation here, Daniel Snyder. Did he hire private investigators? And if he did, when did he hire them? And he's trying to dig up some dirt on fellow owners here. We don't know if he did. I mentioned it's a smoking gun that just has the smoke. There's no gun attached to this yet. That's what I want to know. But he was there last night watching his crappy football team and just like, all right. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
If you're an owner and you're not completely sure about all your history of emails and texts and things you may or may not have said, is it really worth pushing it and voting against him and trying to kick this guy out when it could come back tenfold at you, depending on what you may
well,
have done?
It depends what owner's here. If you just got into the league, let's say you're the Walton family, you just took over the Broncos, I don't think you're worried about, you know, Jerry digging into your past or Daniel Snyder digging in your past. Freudian slip there, you know, Jerry Jones. And Jerry and Daniel Snyder are supposed to be good friends and their families, their wives, but I don't know. Moving forward, I don't know if Daniel Snyder looks at anybody and says, hey, I got some allies here. I think you'd probably question every one of these owners now. But if you're an owner, do you want, can you live with Daniel Snyder being the owner of the Commanders? Because you might go, hey, if I was an owner in the NFC East, I'd be like, yeah, I hope he stays in power for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if I'm the Mara family running the Giants, like, I think Dan's doing a great job. We really like him. The Lurie family in Philadelphia, I think he's doing a damn good job. Jerry Jones, you know, I really like what Daniel's doing. I just went back to Forrest Gump again. I can't get Forrest Gump out.
Danny Snyder.
I thought my Forrest Gump was serviceable there.
Yeah.
I thought I was channeling Tom Hanks there. Yes, Paulie.
Which team has made more playoff appearances in the past since 2000?
Do you think?
Cowboys or the Commanders, Redskins football team?
I'm going to say the Commanders.
I'm not sure. I was just curious.
Oh,
it feels like Jerry Jones is more successful on the field when they haven't had in the past generation any success on the field. But I always feel like Jerry's trying to win.
Yes, and I think that they've built a really good roster. As much as I've said, you know, Jerry lucked into Dak Prescott. He didn't want him. He wanted Cook out of Michigan State. So he's gotten guys, and he wanted to take Johnny Manziel. But it's Jerry the owner, Jerry the GM, and they kind of compete with one another. But I think he's done a good job in building this roster. Yeah, Paul.
The Cowboys have made the playoffs 8 times since 2000. The Commanders, Redskins football team have made the playoffs, I got 5 appearances in 2000.
All right.
And they're all wild card losses or a division loss.
This season, Sunday football games are averaging a combined 44 points Thursday night games are averaging a combined 36.7. This year, two of the 69 games played on Sundays, so that's 3%, have combined for 21 points or less. Two of the six games played on Thursday night, 33%, have combined for 21 points or less.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes that what?
Stat of the day.
Andy in California. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Andy.
Long time, second time. Height and weight unchanged. thank you. Tomorrow night, San Jose State versus Fresno State football, and they will be retiring Devontae Adams' jersey. Awkward, I think.
Yeah, probably not. You know, they're proud of him. You know, it was a bad moment for him. Thank you for the phone call, Andy.
It's not O.J. Simpson's Heisman at USC.
Yeah, yeah. This is not that bad.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
He pushed a guy medium, and a guy fell over.
Yeah.
You know, not O.J.'s Heisman. Yeah.
We're going to have to move the ceremony back for Devontae Adams because he lightly pushed somebody, and they got right back up.
Yeah, see.
Speaking of assault, somebody had just tweeted at us, has it ever occurred to anyone that maybe Draymond has the same affliction that you have, Dan, and he felt the need to touch and rearrange Poole's jaw?
Fair. Okay.
I hadn't considered that maybe Draymond is the one suffering here. Maybe he has an affliction.
Yeah, but then he drops Jordan Poole. I would want to help him back up to have maintained some semblance of, you know, the uniformity here of the picture. Yes, fair. Yes, Marv, you had something?
Yeah. Yes, poll question for hour three. Bigger ovation, Draymond, Devontae Adams. Like ring ceremony?
No. Bigger ovation, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole. Feels like it might be Draymond Green.
If Jordan didn't start it, Draymond wouldn't have finished it.
Hey, here's Draymond Green talking about moving ahead with his relationship with Jordan Poole.
Do you think you guys will be able to get back to that point to where you guys were?
I'm not sure. As I said before, that's not up to me. You know, so nor do I think there's much relevance. Quite frankly, we both know how to play basketball. And that is the most important thing for us. We're paid to do a job.
Okay. He doesn't feel remorse because the answer, in my opinion, should have been, I hope to do my part, but it's up to Jordan to accept what I'm doing and what I'm saying. And I hope that he does. And we can move forward because we are a team. I don't want to be a distraction. I've been a distraction before. I've done some dumb things on the floor. I cost us an NBA championship one year. I want to be with this organization the rest of my career. Jordan Poole has a wonderful future here, and I hope to be part of that future. That'd be it. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for chat row, two times for my backroom bros. Happy Meat Friday to you fellas. Listen, Ty Fritz, there used to be a song by Run DMC called You Talk Too Much. If that isn't Draymond Green, he talks too much, Dan. You just need to chill out.
Well, he's
man,
part of the new media, Jeff. That's what happens. You got to talk too much. You're the new media.
But, Dan, the thing about it is this. We've heard from Draymond two or three times. You know who we haven't heard from? Jordan Poole.
I know.
Got his eye on the back. And my thinking is this. As soon as he gets this situation rectified, one person saved your season. One person you had to bench in the fourth game of the finals. Which one do you think is going to get the bag? And I honestly believe he's on his way out the door. I honestly do. I have an NFL question for you, Dan.
All right.
After this weekend, whose trajectory is more probable to keep going in the upward spiral, the Eagles or the Cowboys?
Well, I'm all in on the Eagles. I just think that's a really good team. Our big question was Jalen Hurts, and he's answered the question so far. I love the offensive line, defensive line. It's going to come down to Jalen Hurts in the postseason. That's it. Regular season, they could end up with 12, 13 wins. I want to know what you do when you get to the playoffs. What did he learn from last year where He was not threatening when they played against Tom Brady. That's what I want to see. The rest of the stuff, as long as you're healthy or healthy-ish going to the playoffs, you know, that's what I'll keep an eye on. But Philadelphia is a better team than Dallas right now. Russ in Santa Fe. Hi, Russ. What's on your mind today?
Hey, 6-1, road trip 230. Greetings from the Tehachapi Pass. I'm a security guard at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe. And you guys, you keep talking about, I touch the Van Gogh, I touch the Whistler, and you refer to them as pictures. Those are paintings or works or pieces. But anyway, the other thing was about the flash, and it used to be in the old days when we had flash bulbs, yes. Because it emitted the gas when the little bulb thing would go off. But now it's a trigger warning for people that have epilepsy or related by strobes. And your thing about rearranging, I get, but when you want to reach out and touch one of our works, we don't like that, Dan.
I know nobody wants me to do that, Russ. I'm sorry. Those works of art, those paintings, my bad. Yes, Paul.
Russ, I got a quick question for you. You're the security guard. If you saw me walking up to the most expensive painting...
He's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to know if he has the green light to, like Bobby Wagner me, like drop me. Why else have a security guard there?
Yeah. Well, not sure. They're works of art. Yes.
Can we keep our voices down, please?
Yeah. Thank you. Please.
Thank you.
Before you do something to deface this work of art here.
Okay, we're moving and let's keep our voices down.
You're throwing paint on that priceless Van Gogh. Can we keep our work? Be quiet. Yes. I never understood why you had to be quiet when you look at art.
So you're not interrupting the experience of others, their journey?
Well, when I want, I don't. I'm able to look at a piece of art, a piece of work.
Lower down.
A piece of work, and I'm able to watch it. But, you know, you have these hushed tones.
Well, if you have some guy in the background, that is whack, you know, when you're trying to.
That'd be crack is whack. That'd be Keith.
I just don't see the big deal with this one. Like, nobody wants to hear that crap.
Okay, all right. Yes, Todd.
Do they really somehow think human sound waves, no matter how loud or obnoxious a person is, can knock over some 2-ton statue or close a picture to?
I got
yelled at for taking a picture with my phone.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with sound waves.
I know, but the caller was saying how, like, you know, it's the flash bulbs from 1940.
Yeah, but you were talking about the volume there. You were talking about that.
Why do you have to be quiet?
But that has nothing to do with you knocking down a damn painting.
Can you imagine Todd at art gallery just scouting out the bathrooms and not looking at any art whatsoever?
I've been to these museums, and you just see, like, a red, yellow, and blue stripe that goes from top to bottom, maybe a couple of polka dots, and someone's looking at this like, this is, you know, I wish I had $400 billion to buy that. And looks like an 8-year-old made it.
Why do you go to the opposite extreme? It's $400 billion. That's not true.
I find
nobody said anything about the volume you use when you're in an art gallery that could knock down a picture,
a
painting.
So that's strictly so people could appreciate the paintings to be quiet?
Yes. That you have to look at it and let it kind of absorb you. And, you know, a tennis match, you know, you're just there to watch.
That I understand. You
know, yes, Marv.
Wine tasting? Is that another place where you got to be quiet?
I don't know.
Funeral voice, we call it.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about the guy.
Yeah. Hushed tones. That's all.
Going to be missed.
Yeah. Yeah. Russ sounded like an annoying security guard there. Yeah.
Excuse me. Can you not?
Yeah, can you?
They're paintings. They're works of art.
Yeah,
it's not pictures or
it's
photos.
It's not a picture. It's not a picture. There you don't
it's
know.
Really more security guard / curator.
No, it's curator security guard.
It's really more.
In an emergency, I'm the curator here in Santa Fe at the George O'Keefe Museum.
Right now, I have the third floor of the right
wing. Hold on. I'm Russ. I'm the curator / security guard here.
We have to be quiet. Soak up the ambiance, everyone.
Please stop by the gift shop. Some lovely items.
On your way out.
Curator.
Yeah. Thank you. How about we take a break? Let's talk some baseball coming up. Back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
I don't see what the big deal is.
And that leads me to sleep. Sleep number. You got to keep it quiet. Take a warm shower before you go to bed. Eat cooling foods. Drink a lot of water. You know, reassess your nighttime apparel. Match the temperature outside. These are just things that you can do to get a great night's sleep.
They actually help curate sleep, really.
Yeah, they do. Russ is a great sleeper. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental.
It's Russell.
It's
Russell.
It's Russell. It's
Russ.
Russell, the curator. George O'Keefe. Go ask for Russell when you go into the George O'Keefe.
All right, Russell.
Hey, Russ.
Okay, Russell.
Santa Fe.
And say it loud. Hey, Russ.
Santa Fe.
Don't miss Sleep Number's special introductory offer on the new Climate 360 smart bed. Only at a Sleep Number store. Sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Russ. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Troy Aikman discussing the Dak Prescott Cooper Rush situation. He was on the Ticket Sports Radio in Dallas, and here's Troy.
I feel like we've been trying to talk people off the ledge that even if the Cowboys win with Cooper Rush on Sunday night, Dak's ready to come back, and
yeah.
Hey, thank you for your time, but you think things change?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that
you know, I'm going off of what the owner said.
Okay.
And you know, he said that he would welcome a quarterback controversy, and I understand what he's saying. He's,
yeah.
Meaning, I hope we win, right? I hope we win without Dak, and that people are wondering what we should do. I went through this
right
back in 91, and when Steve Beuerlein came in and won the last five games of the regular season, and then I was ready to play, and Jimmy stayed with Steve in the postseason, and you know, I wasn't happy about it. And I don't think there was questions within the organization as far as who was the future for the franchise, but those become hard questions. It's the only position it probably happens at, because if you're 4-0, 5-0, and your linebacker's out, well, when he's ready to play, he comes back in and plays. But at quarterback, there's a lot, obviously, with that position. There's a reason why they change quarterbacks when teams are struggling, regardless of however the quarterback may be playing. But if they're winning and they win a big road game against Philadelphia, I could see where there is some pause, and you say, well, you know, how exactly do we handle this? And I don't know. I'm not in no way. You know, I can see it now. The headlines are,
Aikman says play rush.
That's not what I'm saying at all. That's not what I'm saying at all. I mean, Dak is the quarterback of this franchise. I love the guy, and they're better with Dak at quarterback. But the team's playing good football right now.
All right, it's Troy Aikman on the ticket in Dallas. We wanted to play the entire segment there, at least give you more of a context of what he was saying. Because the headline does read, you know, Troy thinks that the Cowboys should stay with Cooper Rush. But he didn't say that. The headline doesn't do justice to what he said. I think it's a conversation. Troy was involved in something like this in his career. And it is tricky. I would stay with Cooper Rush even if Dak is healthy going into this game. You sort of have a game plan here, a formula, and you're going to play Philadelphia. That's a really good team. I know they're in your division, but look at this bigger picture. And even if Cooper Rush throws for 250 yards, three touchdowns, and they win by two touchdowns, I'd still have Dak Prescott ready to go. And they do have a bye week. They have the Eagles. They have the Lions. I'd ease him back in here. But, I, you know, once again, Jerry Jones is going to update on the medical condition of Dak Prescott. Yes, Pauline.
If you go back to remember when Dak Prescott was a rookie and he was drafted, I think, late third round or maybe early fourth. So he had a lot more than Cooper Rush coming into the league, a lot more promise, expectations. And Tony Romo gets hurt. So they bring in Dak Prescott. He started kind of slow. His first two games, no touchdowns, no picks, no touchdowns, no picks. Then he had 16 touchdowns and two picks in his next seven games.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott really hit the gas. He had a couple 300-yard games. He was not Cooper Rush just biding time and, you know, avoiding.
Well, they're not going to let Cooper Rush.
Right.
Cook. Let's not kid anybody.
Yeah, they did let.
He can set the table maybe, but he's not cooking.
Yeah, Dak won a bunch of games. I think he won eight, nine straight as the starter and had major yards and touchdowns in those games.
Yes.
And then Romo got benched forever.
Yes, he.
But maybe they just let Dak be more of a sous chef.
Mm.
You know? Just, you could cook a little bit, but not anything crazy.
In case you're wondering, Cowboys plus 6.5 against the Eagles. I think this started out at like plus 4.5, gone up to plus 6.5. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. The Bills are favored over Kansas City. First ever home game, Patrick Mahomes has been an underdog.
That feels disrespectful.
It does. It's weird because Kansas City's playing well. Patrick Mahomes playing well. Kelsey, yeah. That defense, Chris Jones, and then... I mean, the Bills look like that. That didn't even look like a game. It looked like a kind of a Josh Allen pro day where they said to the Steelers, hey, can you guys sort of play defense here and then Josh is going to have a pro day? And that's what it felt like.
At home?
I know. I'm surprised. Well, you could always bet on that if you wanted to take the Chiefs minus the 2.5. Seton O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Pie to the face.
Buffalo wings to the faith.
Now I got my family saying that. Whenever it'd be like, I don't know. I kind of like pie to the face. Brandon in L.A. Hey, Brandon. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Dan. So
a Davante Adams movie wreck, Billy Wilder's Great the Fortune Cookie, where Jack Lemmon's a sideline photographer in the NFL, gets run over, and then his brother-in-law, Walter Matthau, goes about suing the football player. Great take on it. And
good call. Good pull on that. Yes. That's true. Now I remember at least the plot for that movie with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. Bubba in Iowa. Hi, Bubba.
Hey, DP. Hey. I agree with you guys 100%. Thursday night football has been trash lately, but I'll tell you, there is a savior, and it is your local junior high football team on Thursday nights. I've been watching ours for the last 6 weeks, and that has been Thursday night football for me. These boys and these coaches have been putting on a clinic. Compared to what I did in junior high, these kids can run, pass, tackle. They're on another level. So I got to give a shout out to the Wapsie Valley Warriors for 2 years undefeated. Great effort. Coach Hogan, Coach Reese, Coach Mathers, Coach Jeans, and all them little Warriors, and Coach Monk. Awesome job.
Thank you, Bubba. Thank you. Thank you. It's about time somebody gave them a shout out on national radio. Yes, Mark.
It's going to be my best of the weekend.
Yes, Bubba.
Do they score more points than the Iowa football team?
Oh, whoa. Probably. Yeah, Paul.
Do these youngsters play on Thursday night? Is the game
broadcast?
I think
it sounds like that.
You know, for the people who complain about Thursday night football, would you prefer none?
Probably.
Well, okay, wait a minute.
Well, I'm saying you...
If you said there was no football game last night, knowing what you know today...
Yeah, because then you got to spend time with other people and do things that you don't want to do.
But you know, when you're in love, you love spending time with others.
There's always college football on.
Yeah, I watched a lot. I watched Central Florida against Temple. I watched West Virginia against Baylor.
Were you referring to watching baseball, by the way, by spending time doing things you didn't want to do?
Wow.
Because that would have been...
Wow.
Well, yeah,
I can't help but watch it because Fritzy's, you know, whenever the Astros are playing, he's always updating me on the Astros. You're a faux Astros fan.
What a phony.
You are. You're a Fastro.
Astro. Fastro.
Yeah. P-H-O. Phony.
So weak.
I know. But you try to give me that impression. There's no other team you react that way to. When Yordan Alvarez homers, you're like, Yordan! And then exclamation large letters when you text him.
I got excited.
Yeah.
He did it again.
Is A.J. Pruszynski going to join us today?
It's possible that he overslept there, having trouble. He's out on the West Coast getting ready for the big game later.
Oh, how is this going to feel for you going into the week?
Not loving it.
No.
I can only go on the words of the people I communicate with.
Would you rather have Meat Friday or A.J. Pruszynski call in right now?
I'd rather have A.J. call in.
You're lying to me.
I would.
Pulled pork? Really?
Pulled pork? Coleslaw? You sure, Todd?
Nobody?
I like A.J. Pruszynski. He can call Monday.
Yeah.
Do you have... this day in sports history, Paulie, there's a lot of them, and I know that I try
already?
To. Well, I usually go to you in the final like 2 minutes of the show, and then I always feel like you're not ready to get all the information in that you need to.
Okay, 1945, the Chicago Cardinals had the longest losing streak in NFL history, 29 games in a row. 1962, George Blanda of the Houston Oilers threw 6 touchdown passes against the New York Titans, defunct. George Sparky Anderson became the first baseball manager to win 100 games and the World Series in both leagues. He's in the Hall of Fame, right?
I believe so. And I was told by a baseball historian when we were talking about who's the first genius, Sparky Anderson's name came up before Tony La Russa. But I just remember Tony La Russa, it almost felt like Tony La Russa, genius. It always went with his name. I don't remember Sparky Anderson of the Reds or Tigers where somebody said that, but a baseball historian got a hold of me. Wayne Gretzky, on this day, scored his first NHL goal, 1979. I actually saw him with the WHA Racers, Indianapolis. How many games did Gretzky play for the Racers?
He
like 19 games
at age 8. I'm 18.
It could have been 8.
It could have been 8.
It could have been 8.
He would have been second line if he was 8.
Yeah.
He played 8 games at age 18 for the Indianapolis team. He had 6 points in 8 games.
I went for a job interview in Indianapolis and didn't take the job. But I remember when I got there, they said, oh, we got this guy who's really good in hockey. And I kept thinking, is anybody in Indiana going to care about hockey? And it was Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, Paul.
Here, his stats are, they're Jerry Rice silly, but worse. At age 19 in Edmonton, he led the league with 137 points, 86 assists, 51 goals. 19. 2 years later, he had 92 goals, 120 assists, and he was 50 points ahead of anyone in the league.
But now, if we just took his assist, is he still the all-time leading scorer?
I'm almost sure you're right. He's got...
Because I don't know. Ovechkin, I think, can catch him in goals. But as far as you've put on the assist there with Wayne.
Yeah, Gretzky led the league in assists and goals 6 different times.
Yeah.
That's kind of like... Would that be akin to like... winning the defensive player of the year in basketball and leading in scoring. Didn't Michael Jordan do both?
Perhaps you've heard of
first
him.
First team
all. No, goals and assists would be like scoring and assist. Nate Archibald leading the NBA in scoring and assist. Steve Bartman on this day, 2003.
Remember that?
Yeah. Deflects the foul ball away from Moises Alou. Cubs go on to give up 8 runs in the inning, lose to the Marlins 8-3. Yeah, see?
That feels like a big yawn now.
But it doesn't, because there's still a question mark. Like, we haven't heard from Bartman. Like, it just feels like that story is not complete.
But that to me is kind of why it's like, yeah, just leave the dude alone. They won.
Oh,
let's move on.
I agree. I agree with you on that. But it just feels like, and I guess we want to know how bad it got for him. Right? Because I'm sure it got really bad for him. Yeah, Paul.
If you watch that 30 for 30, they obviously don't have him. One of the best interviews is they have the security person, this woman for the Cubs, and she walked Bartman to a friend's apartment two blocks away.
Yes.
Can you imagine him sitting there as thousands of people are streaming out angry?
Looking for him.
Yeah, and he's sitting in some dopey apartment in Wrigleyville thinking, how am I going to get home? How can I go to work tomorrow and all that stuff?
So it's almost an anniversary for me. When do we have the fake caller call into SportsCenter claiming to be Bartman?
That would have been...
Was it the same year? I don't know what day that was.
It was probably 6 weeks later.
No, it was.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was a tough day. That was a tough day. How does Howard Stern's butt cheese taste, right. I think?
And that was not Steve Bartman calling.
Yeah, that's when I knew it wasn't Steve Bartman when Captain Jenks punked me there. Let's take a break, and I'll let Fritzy grind over trying to get AJ present. You know, at this point, it's okay. You know,
it appears he has overslept.
He's overslept.
He's not answering his phone. He's either intentionally not answering his phone or he's sleeping.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep during his broadcast tonight. Game 3 of the NLDS Dodgers Padres.
Look at you, still doing the plug anyway.
Yeah. Good for
you. Well, he had a few more V's to his name, if you know what I mean.
Zinsky.
AJ Perth.
Wait, whose voice are you imitating there?
I don't know. For some reason, it's like my crappy joke voice. Probably add a few more V's to that guy's name, you know what I mean?
Honk, honk.
Z's.
In the morning.
It's Meat Friday. I'm watching Tyler. Oh, it is. He's creating. Oh, that looks good. Let's take a break. I got the fire burning. We got the outdoor pork sliders, baked beans. Let's go out. Come on, let's go out and forget about Todd not getting AJ Pierzynski as a guest on the show. Who's with me? Come on. We'll take
all
a
right,
break.
Let's go, 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 go.
Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store for Monday. Hey, it's okay.
I just take that stuff very personally.
Well, there's nothing you can do.
I know, but it's not a good reason because we have technology. There's alarm clocks and there's ways.
Personal or personally?
Maybe.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
Which one is it?
Personally.
Wait.
People take things personal now. It's personally.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Todd. But it really is. It's a pet peeve of mine. It drives me crazy that people have dropped
you have
the
some. You, I'm starting to find these idiosyncrasies that you have.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel too bad about my condition after you can't hear somebody eat any food.
No. Yeah, I can't.
You know what really bothers me?
It's
when
gross.
Somebody says personally and it's supposed to be personal.
No, it's the other way.
You know what really bothers me when people say,
I don't know that it's
personal.
Like that much more severe than this picture's a millimeter off.
Oh, yeah. Look who got sensitive.
All of a sudden, yeah. Now, should I start whining about my affliction? No. You don't know how hard it is to have this affliction.
I never said it was difficult.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
I'm just deflecting for Todd.
Yeah. Steve got a little soft there. A little sensitive.
Okay.
Why don't you pick up an affliction or two there? Yeah, come on. Pick up one.
No, nah, that's kind of your bit. Yeah. Just let you
my bit. Yeah.
Bit.
Yeah.
You're the affliction guy. Dang.
That's kind of my bit. I'm the affliction guy here. So.
We almost, see what happened, Todd? We almost ended the show on a positive note, fun note. We like each other.
And the hotline's ringing, so I don't know if I'm supposed to even answer this now because it's too late in the show.
It's too late in the show.
My favorite part of when this kind of thing happens is getting the screenshot. As if, like, we don't believe, Todd, that this happened, we have to get the screenshot of the communication that's happening.
Yeah, he just sent me Fox PR. And we appreciate them trying to get AJ on for us. So.
Things happen.
They do a great job.
Things aren't happening, actually.
They do a great job. We appreciate that. Yes, Mark.
Anytime this happens, I can completely understand why Todd was second in his class. Like, if he got one question wrong, it would eat at him all weekend. Mm. This just sounds like, you know what? Those type A personalities, like, I only got a 98. Ugh.
Mm. Mm. I never knew what that feeling was like.
Never. I was like an 81. Mom, put this one in the refrigerator.
See, I never drew suspicion with my grade if I was cheating on somebody. Like, I'd get an 83. But, you know, nobody's questioning that.
Under the radar.
It's when you go, like, 93, and they're like, damn, okay, that's kind of surprising. He's not that good. He's not that smart. He's actually kind of an idiot.
One time when I was taking the SATs, I think I had seen a movie once where they said, you know, statistically, it's more likely that if you just guess C, it'll be right. And I did a whole thing of Cs.
Hmm. Okay.
Because I was running out of time, and I was just like, oh, I'll just put all Cs. I saw that once. That's my intelligence level.
It's all right.
At least, well, maybe not my intelligence level, but certainly how seriously I took school.
Yeah.
I'll just do all Cs. That'll work.
Yeah, that's a big regret of mine. You know, because my kids will always say, if I'm on them when they were, their grades, and they're like, well, you didn't care. And they're right, but then I say, yes, I didn't, but... And they go, look where you got in life. You're successful. And I'm like, all right. I said, don't you want to have more options than being a sportscaster? I didn't have a plan B. No. Final results of the poll question today.
Dan, we had some bangers today.
Okay.
Absolute bangers. Okay. What was the worst part of last night? The play or the
uniforms?
Okay. You want Geth?
I'm good, Geth. Is this your voice again?
Like, you want to
go?
All right, 76% say the play.
All right. Okay.
Anybody
got weekend plans? Okay.
Paul, you got an apple dumpling festival or something?
Yeah, don't you have something like a cider?
It's so standard for me. I don't even know why I'd mention it. It's like saying I'm going to breathe on Saturday. Of course I'm going to some foliage festival.
I'm going to go pick some apples, and then we're going to have a cider fest.
There's one in Maine coming up that they have a huge catapult, and they take pumpkins.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fun.
I like that.
The Pumpkin Chunkin' Festival or something like that.
David in L.A., the Pumpkin Chunkin'.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. This day in sports, best game ever. It was my birthday. 1995, Braves. Francisco Cabrera comes off the bench and delivers a blow to the Pirates as Sid Bream scores and Barry Bonds goes a little bit wide right.
Yeah, and thank you, David. You know, when people talk about Bonds being a great fielder, I'm like, okay, great fielder, had no arm. That was short left field, and Sid Bream is slower than me, and I'm talking about right now. My speed versus his back then when he played for the Braves, and he ends up running on Bonds. Now, you have your scouting report, and they probably are like, all right, if there's a hit to left field, run on Bonds. And I was shocked that Bonds couldn't get it all the way to the plate. Sid Bream scored from second. Now, granted, he's off on the crack of the bat, but maybe Bonds was surprised. Maybe he's like, Sid Bream's going to run on me? But Bonds never struck me as that he had a good arm. And that always stood out of all the moments, which isn't fair to Bonds. His fielding, he couldn't throw out Sid Bream at home. Let me see if there's anything else I need to mention here. Let's see. Yeah. Here's one for you. 1908, upset over seating arrangements at the World Series, sports reporters formed the professional group that became the Baseball Writers Association of America.
Always offended.
Yeah, like, it's either that or the food in, you know, that you were serving us. We're upset. We're going to form a union. Our seats are terrible. We're going to form a union. All righty. We've done it. We made it all the way through. All that's left is to close up shop here, what we learned on this program. Todd, I'm going to start with you. What did you learn today?
You can't help but refer to these games as Turds Day Night Football, with apologies to turds.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Seton O'Connor.
Todd almost made it.
You did.
You almost made it.
But I can't give you a complete game. Like, you didn't get A.J. Pierzynski. You went, like, seven strong.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well said.
Sorry, pal.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clever retort to that.
Marvin.
Fuming for the last
Marvin.
Half hour.
Marvin. What did you...
You said Alvarez was more like Big Poppy than Bonds.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah, he's not Bonds-like yet. Paulie, what'd you learn?
A.J. Pierzynski.
What we learned brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. 1215 podcast coming up with the Backroom Guys. Also, check out the other podcasts and the merchandise at danpatrick.com and sign up for the newsletter. Have a great weekend. One more item as we close out this Friday. Getting things done takes energy. After 3 hours, listen to this voice. There's energy there. I don't know. Do you have that energy? Do you need that energy? And if you do, try M-Drive. Testosterone support for driven guys, packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels, the drive to get things done. If you're willing to put in the work, M-Drive can help you stay motivated, stay energized. M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys. Well, you can order it on mdrivedan.com. Or if you go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop, you can find the top-selling M-Drive products. Backed by science, clinically tested, and for my audience, two-week trial, $5. Get started texting DAN to 55000, 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. Don't waste another day. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text DAN to 55000. Get your first order of M-Drive for just $5. You can pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop. Message and data rates may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.